Hello, listener, and thank you for stopping by. I'm glad to have you back and with me in the exploration of music philosophy. In this space, we will be experiencing music in different ways, trying to test and stretch our answers to philosophical questions like, what is music, and what is our experience with it? You are welcome to write down anything about your experiences or thoughts. However, nothing is necessary. Here we go, into the world of music. This week, we will be listening to a new dimension of music. The activity this week is to listen to 8D music. 8D music is an effect that is applied to tracks of music. This activity must be done with headphones or earbuds that have stereo capabilities. That is the activity for the week. The best place to find 8D music is on YouTube. Just in case there is no 8D edition of the song you want to listen to, make sure to have a backup or two. Where you listen is also up to you. You may be laying down, on the ground, walking around, sitting upright, or any other place or way you want to listen. And in case you want to reflect, here are some questions that you can use to guide yourself. How is this different from sitting at home listening to music? Where does your focus go while you are listening to music? How does the song sound different? If things are separating, which do you choose to pay more attention to? Is this disorienting? What do you think 8D music is? Is something missing from your experience? This week, I had another friend do the activity. Here is their response.
8D music feels different than listening to music at home because I feel like the sound keeps switching from ear to ear, as if it were filling an empty space in a church. So my focus always follows the part of the song which sways from ear to ear. Usually my focus would be on the instrumentals or the melody, but other rhythms that usually hide in the background feel like they are more present in the song. I listened to Red One by Childish Gambino, which starts with a bit of silence along with a strong bass, but it feels as though the bass is slightly distorted and the gaps between the notes are nowhere near as long or as impactful as they normally are. I also listened to Slow Dancing in the Dark by Joji, which felt much faster than it usually does. Both of the songs I listened to felt very spacious, as if the individual pieces of that made them up started to separate. I found myself following the bass most often because of the long and deep notes that just felt so loud and impactful. I felt like the melody was almost drowned in all the other components of the song. I think 8D music dissects the various parts of a song, like the melody, bass line, harmonies, and percussion rhythms, and proceeds to shift the focus of each individual part from one ear to the other, which makes it feel like all the components of a song are being taken apart. I feel like the sound is always moving, which creates a sort of echo effect, and places the song, which are usually filled with silence, parts of the song that are usually filled with silence are more full of sound. But I think silence is just as important to a song as noise is. And I feel like the dramatic effect caused by silence is lost in the 8D adaptation of the song.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thank you for listening, and as a reminder, you are free to do the activities or not. And you are free to write as much or as little as you want. If you would like to share, there's a space below to put up your thoughts for discussion. Until the next episode, take care and enjoy music.